she was a virgin. When I first met her, rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and fuck up her life, but I was careless. Instead of treating her right, I seen her again at some club stripping and wondered if I could have made her life different.
I made them mistake. Yes, I did.
All right, folks, we are live this Friday, May 8th, 2009. And boy, does time fly when you're doing 7 hours of radio a day. I am Jason Burmis. This is the Info Warrior. We're going to try to cover some of the news that we were unable to cover at the Alex Jones Show. At the very end of the show, I ran through about 10 different news stories I missed. And on top of that, we're going to play a couple of video clips that I wanted to play earlier. We've got this Representative King talking about national mandatory drug testing for everybody. Sounds great. And we're also going to play this clip of Colbert. And, you know, I'm usually a defendant of Colbert and Stewart. A lot of people want to harp on them, but I can't get down with the fact that they're saying people who believe that the swine flu was a man-made virus, they hate the Jews. Of course, they must be anti-Semitic if they're trying to expose what's really going on in the world. And by the way, Baxter is now saying that they never, ever, ever released that vaccine. We're going to go over that story. You know, let's go over that one right now. By the way, we're also going to have R.J. Harris on, who's running for a congressional seat in Oklahoma. That's coming up in the second hour. Otherwise, we're just going to straight take your calls and blitz through news. It's 866-582-9933. Government nods to preferential purchase of anti-flu medicine. The outgoing Czech Republic government on Monday accepted the offer of the preferential purchase of 12 million doses of a vaccine against the new flu, given to it by a pharmaceutical company seated in the Czech Republic. The cabinet approved the acceptance of the offer unanimously. The vaccine is to be supplied by the U.S. company Baxter. That is a branch of Bohumile, a village southeast of Prague, IDNES.CZ said. The purchase was proposed to the cabinet by Health Minister Daniel Filipovo. The cabinet discussed the issue in a closed regime, i.e. without officially releasing the decision. The cabinet approved the proposal even despite the risk that the vaccine will be left unused at last. Who cares if it's unused? The state will have to pay up to 300 million crowns in the reservation fee for 5 years, and an unnamed source from the government told. It is suicide not to approve this. It's suicide to approve it, by the way. The cost amount of an annual 30 crowns per citizen, outgoing Labor and Social Affairs Minister Peter Nikas said, is quoted as saying, the cabinet chose the Baxter Company without launching a tender, reportedly because only Baxter is capable of producing the vaccine in 3 months. Okay, so they're the only ones that can do it. It doesn't matter if they sent out all this bad vaccines. Let's see. Other pharmaceutical companies would need twice as much time. IDNES points out that it was Baxter who in February tried to cover up the fact that its Austrian branch had sent medicines infected with bird flu viruses to the Czech Republic and 13 other regions, by the way. Protesting against this assertion, Baxter's spokeswoman, Jana Kachova, said the material in question was no medicine contaminated with bird flu virus, but a material set for test purposes in research labs. Do you hear the spin? They send out the bird vaccine with two live bird flu viruses in it and a live human flu virus, and she acts like it doesn't happen. Oh, no, that was just for experimental purposes. Give me a break. Let's see. The material was not designed for new production or applications to humans. That's bull. The WHO has recently registered 1,490 confirmed cases of human catches of the new swine flu, which some say threatens to cause a pandemic. 30 people evidently died of the flu, almost all in Mexico. And I don't know whether that's true or not. All I know is they're hyping it up so big in this country that they said this 2-year-old got it. He wasn't even a U.S. citizen. He had all these other health problems. And they said this 33-year-old woman died from it. But then you actually listen to the report. We're going to play it again. And they say, well, we stopped short of saying that she actually died from this new swine flu. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Back after this with your calls.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Going through the old school Illuminati card game. Now, apparently there was about 409 separate cards. Somebody sent us a full deck with some extra cards. This is kind of like one of those Magic the Gathering or Dungeons and Dragons and that sort of thing. Now, it started in 1982, and the last print of these things was in 1994, 15 years ago. Let me say that again. 15 years ago. In the upcoming segment, I am going to break down how many of these cars are just so ridiculously on point. I mean, there's more than I can go into, and yeah, there is some goofy stuff in here, but at the same time, you look at this and you're just like, oh my God, how in the world could anybody have ever predicted that these things were going to go? Let me just give you a little a taste, if you will, just a small little taste. We're going to have, for the PrisonPlanet.tv members, if you've never seen these, for instance, is it just me or does this look a little bit like 9/11 right here? There you have the Pentagon in flames right there, okay? Pentagon in flames. And then right here, it says terrorist nuke, but it looks like one of the Twin Towers exploding. again, we're going to go over these Illuminati cards afterwards because there's just so many subsections. We could spend all night on this card deck alone. But I want to get to news. I want to take your calls. So I'm going to go to our first call right now. Let's go to Kyle in Washington. Kyle, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. First, want to say have a great weekend. It's Friday night, you know?
No, I know, man. I'm going to try to have a good weekend this weekend, my friend.
And I just wanted to say a comment on Alan Keyes and others getting arrested for simply speaking their mind. I mean, that's ridiculous. I don't think there's enough people getting upset about this because it doesn't look like anything's going on.
Well, hopefully, these guys are going to be able to bring enough attention and with our help, at least get some national media coverage on this because I haven't seen it on any of the news networks. And you're right. We should still have our First Amendment. But is this any surprise after I play you a clip last night of some people going to protest Scientology? They don't even get within 400 feet of the building. They're on the sidewalk and one of them is immediately thrown down and arrested and the other's threatened with arrest. I mean, this is the new America, Kyle.
I know, and it's sad, and, you can't, it seems like you only have free speech inside your living room. But then, because it's just ridiculous that you can't even go outside, get together, and speak without being arrested or harassed or pepper sprayed or tased or, fined. It's ridiculous. Something really needs to happen. I'm not insinuating any violence by me saying that, but...
No, I totally and completely understand, my man. I mean, it sucks that we do need a really big push. We do need more exposure. We do need to bring this to the forefront, especially with the Cyberbullying Act and the Cybersecurity Act coming in, and that's trying to further restrict speech. I mean, you won't have free speech in your living room if you're typing. That's basically what they're saying, and they're trying to pass right now. It is a huge power grab. They want to see what they can get away with, and that's why they're putting these DHS documents where everybody is a terrorist, and then they're going to follow it up with NLE09, and they're going to treat the entire population like criminal scum. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Jeff in California. Jeff, you're on the air.
Jason.
Yes, sir. Good.
You're a hero to me. I just have to say that.
Get out of here.
Fabled Enemies, incredible movie. I mean, it's really hard to go into everything on the air that's in that movie, so I just urge everyone to see it.
Well, thank you, man. For an hour and 42-minute film, we really must cover about 50 to 60 hardcore issues dealing with 9/11 and beyond.
Absolutely. And I just watched another movie recently, actually two movies that are really shocking, and I urge everyone to see those, Waco Rules of Engagement as well as Waco A New Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
When you see those movies with the old footage of the congressional hearings with Joey B in there just lying his butt off, and Chuck Schumer, and these people, they're practiced and they've been doing it a long time, and when you see those movies, there's no doubt that the feds went in there and just wiped those people out.
There is no doubt at all. I mean, Waco Rules of Engagement, man, was up for an Academy Award. It was actually nominated for an Oscar. And I still have people telling me they didn't gun down women and children. I'm like, you can watch the heat vision cameras as they mow them down as they're running out the back for their lives.
Oh, there's no doubt. They had machine guns set up in the back to mow down anybody that ran out of there after they inserted all that gas. And then they put an incendiary bomb of some kind on top of the roof of the bunker where all the women and children were, just to, to make sure that they were all, finished off. So there's no doubt when you watch that movie. One other thing I wanted to cover was, vaccines, all the vaccine news.
Sir, everything's okay. Baxter said that those batches of vaccine weren't for people. Those 14 countries they sent out that bird flu virus for, don't you understand? That was just for testing. They would never try to harm us, sir. They love us.
Yeah, I know, and I have to admit, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit, I wish I had gotten hip to Alex Jones and you maybe a little bit earlier, because I actually did have my daughter vaccinated with Gardasil about a year and a half ago.
Man. Well, hopefully, she's going to be one of the strong.
She seems to be fine so far, and I'm really crossing my fingers, and it scares the hell out of me now. I just wish I had heard one show. because I wouldn't have done it, you know.
First of all, HPV is not a huge deal. People don't understand. They made it sound like, oh, your daughter's going to get cancer if she gets HPV. That is such an, like, that's almost like an anomaly. It's like 1 in 100 people who get HPV might develop cervical cancer. And then you find out what these vaccines do to some of these girls, you know, crippling them in some instances, you know, killing them in others. It's unbelievable to me. And for a guy who, you know, I just got off the phone with my mother. I have two sisters, one of which is 15 years old, and my sister's about to have another child. I have a niece. I mean, it's insanity to me that we treat people like this.
It really is. And, I mean, no more vaccines in my family as far as I'm concerned. I just wish I'd been able to avoid that, but I'm, you know, cautiously optimistic that everything's going to be okay.
I hear you, brother. Thank you for the call, my man. Let's jump to Joey in Texas. Joey, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say that the hardest people I find to wake up are the Bush supporters. Like, my best friends, they dislike Obama because they think he's going to remove our troops from Iraq. I think he's a Muslim. Also, some of my best friends are going into the military because they say they're going to go fight Al-Qaeda. I just can't wake them up. I don't know what to do.
All right. Well, what's the deal? Have they seen any of the films? They haven't sat down and watched any movies,
they don't
right?
Watch them. They just laugh at me. This is the Bush supporters are the hardest people to wake up.
They really are. But what you got to do, man, is you just got to get them to watch a small video first and then bring them into a Fabled Enemies or maybe a Press for Truth and then hit them hardcore with the loose change.
I think that could probably wake them up. I know for a fact now that 9/11 was an inside job just from watching Fabled Enemies.
Yeah, and that isn't even some of the hardcore stuff. That just lays out the money line, the people that were arrested on 9/11, the International Intelligence Organization that really exposed themselves during the operation. You know, I mean, there is nothing in that film that isn't totally and completely documented by the mainstream media. And, you know, what I would suggest to you is try to hold a poker night or a party at your house or your apartment or whatever and just throw it on in the background. And, you know, when they say, hey, what's this? Hey, just check this out for 5 minutes and see if you don't get them to be mesmerized by it, because it is such hard-hitting information. I mean, have you even gotten them to see Building 7 fall yet?
Yeah, my friend, like, he's really smart and intelligent, but it's like he's in denial. He doesn't want to admit that our government's behind all this.
Well, you know what? A lot of people also feel like they're...
We were Best Buy the other day, mm-hmm. and we had the army recruiters were there, and they were giving out little cards or whatever saying, asking if we wanted to join the military. And I was like, no. My friend was like, yeah, I'm thinking about joining the army. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, indeed. Look, man. Start with Building 7. Get them to take a look at that. See if you can't have that party, like I said. Show them. Listen, I feel your pain. I've got still people that laugh in my face that refuse to look at my stuff, but they're my lesser friends. All my main friends have now checked it out, and they're like, oh, my God. People that laughed at me years ago have come around and they want to know what's going on in the world today too. You can get through to these people. I promise you, it may take you months. It may take you years, but it's worth it. Don't stop believing, man. I'll tell you what, one of my best friends in the whole wide world, he's who I usually grab a hotel with at a lot of these weddings I go to. You know, I'm getting old. A lot of my high school friends are getting married. I got a hotel with him last summer. I'm about to get a hotel with him on July 4th this year. Of course, I'm calling it InfoWarrior Independence Day this year. Everybody can do something independent of everyone else, handing out flyers, films, information. Just do something on the 4th of July. I'll be doing something even at the wedding, handing out films to everybody that's there. And he joined the National Guard. We actually went in together. I almost joined the National Guard. I took the ASVAB test and everything. I talked to the recruiters. I thought, hey, you know, well, what's the big deal? 2 weeks a year, I'll just go and I'll do the basic. It'll be good while I'm in college. I'll never have to go overseas. Thank God my stepfather was in the Marines, and he just threw the recruiter out at one point and said, look, you're not going. I don't care what you think. This is, it's not what you think, Jason. And my friend is actually named Jason. He ended up having to go to Iraq. He spent a year in Iraq. He got blown up in a tank. He lost his hearing in one side of his ear. And a lot of the things I was telling him before he left Iraq and then after he got back and what was going on there, he will totally own up to, but he will still not look at any of my films. He tells me straight out he doesn't want to know if 9/11 was an inside job because he doesn't think he can live with himself with the things that he did in Iraq if that's a lie. I thank you for the call. We're going to go to your calls after this segment, but I really want to hit these Illuminati playing cards. I mean, I've got Look at it, folks. If you see it on the PrisonPlanet.tv, they're all strewn out, and we're ready to go over them. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, and I'm just going to hit some of these cards, and then I'm going to go to a little bit more calls. This is the five-minute segment, so maybe we'll take one call in this segment. I just can't believe these things. All right, let me just start the fiendish fluoridators. Okay, they're talking about fluoride in the water. Now remember, the latest cards are in 94. The earliest ones are in 82. I was 3 years old in 82. Okay, in 94, I was still in high school. I'm just getting in high school. I don't even think I have my driver's license yet. And they're talking about fluoride in the water then? Oh, my God. And speaking of fluoride in the water, this is a good opportunity to offer a solution. People say, Burmese, you guys never offer solutions. You're just fearmongers. No. If you want the fluoride out of the water in Austin, there's actually going to be a fluoride awareness night Monday, May 11th, 2009. It's going to be at Casa de Luz, 1701 Toomey Road. It's going to be a 30-minute DVD, Professional Perspectives on Water Fluoridation, to educate you. And this is a local group. It is blog.fluoridefreeaustin.com. I encourage you to go check it out and really start to realize what's going on. There's a reason we're so docile. There's a reason that we're so soft. You know, other than the meds that you're on, the water that you drink is poison. I mean, what else do I have to say? The water that you drink is poison. And again, just think about how old this is. Fiendish fluoride. All right. I mean, I have just stacks all over the place. You know, for instance, the military industrial complex, New World Order right there. And then you have the mercenaries, just like Blackwater. Both of these cards are available. Okay? Let's just keep going. Take a look at this one. Weather satellites. And then the International Weather Organization. Take a look at that. Oh, they're making tornadoes. And then this is a cloud that's being pulled by a jet. Chemtrails, anyone? I mean, come on. And of course, I believe it was Dennis Cuddy who Alex had on years and years ago. It's probably 4 or 5 years ago now. But that's the father of weather warfare. And they were doing it in the 70s in Vietnam. If you haven't seen that interview, you really need to. I don't even know if Dennis Cuddy's still around, quite frankly. And, you know, today on the show, we talked to Ted Anderson of Midas Resources and the importance of gold. And it seems like gold may be important to the Illuminati. And we know that the elites love to buy it up. They love to hoard it. And there it is, the Midas Mill of gold. And right here, more gold right here. Currency speculation. These cards are just unbelievable for their age. I mean, I still can't get over it. And then you have this right here. Gun control. Martial law. Emergency powers, and upheaval after the fact with riot police. Let me say that again. Gun control, martial law, emergency powers, and then riots and upheaval. See, I'm trying to keep these all in categories because it's just unbelievable to me how many of these are relevant. What have we been talking about lately? We've been talking about quarantines because they quarantine people in Hong Kong and in China. And they almost declared pandemic level 6. In fact, they're still deciding whether or not they're going to declare pandemic level 6. What's this? It's the quarantine card. The quarantine card. I mean, I can't get over this stuff. And, you know, again, in the first segment, we showed you the ones that relate to 9/11. It looks like the Twin Towers on this card right here, while one's being blown up, it does say terrorist nuke, which is obviously different than what happened on 9/11. But then you all see the Pentagon being attacked. Remember, the Pentagon is probably the most well-defended place in the entire world. Back in 2001 when 9/11 happened, our military budget, our public military budget, outside of the black ops money that we have, and there's plenty of black ops money, I promise you that, we spent more on our defenses than the next 4 biggest nations combined. Let me say it again. The next 4 biggest nations combined. And they had the foresight to see the Pentagon being attacked? Yikes. Yikes. Folks, I could go through this all night. Big media. And then the bimbo at 11. Info babes, anybody? Selling you Fox News, Johnny Nonsense? That's right. I mean, these cards were really a window into the future and now the present. We're going to come back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese. We're going to take your calls. 866-582-9933.
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. Religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free.
We are back. We're going to jet through your phone calls. We got RJ Harris coming up at the top of the hour. But first, I want to thank one of our great sponsors helping to make this show possible. It's eCigarettesChoice.com. eCigarettesChoice, I mean, it looks like I'm holding a cigarette here, folks, if you're watching over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Uh-oh, but this is something you can smoke inside. It's this easy. It's not real smoke. There's no tobacco. You get your nicotine fix. And it is, again, indoors. You live in New York? Is it freezing out? You don't want to leave the bar to go out in the bitter cold to have a smoke? You don't have to anymore. It's as simple as this. Lights up and everything at the end so you know you're pulling. eCigarettesChoice.com. I actually got off the phone with my mother right before the show. I'm going to be sending her the other model. It looks like I'm Hunter Thompson in that one. This is the Mini. And it's just a really cool product, and I'm proud to have them as a sponsor. eCigarettesChoice.com. Go check it out. If you're trying to quit smoking, If you're sick of going outside to smoke, this is the product for you. All right, I said I'd take your calls. Let's go to Joey in Texas. Joey, you're on the line.
Yeah, are my kids going to die 1 month after taking their vaccines?
Oh, look who it is.
Yeah, they're going to die 1 month later.
Oh, look who it is. Oh, it's not Joey in Texas. It's Redneck Retard in Virginia. There it is.
Oh, my kids are going to be dead 1 month after taking their vaccines.
I'll tell you what. You give them that Baxter vaccination.
They've already had their vaccine.
You give them that Baxter vaccination. You see what happens to your kids. You want them to take a vaccine from somebody who was caught putting two types... Did they get caught putting two types of live bird flu in their vaccines or not? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Did they get caught doing it? Of course they did. It doesn't matter. Listen, wear your Dodgers hat, eat your GMO foods, and continue to be retarded. If you want to kill your kids, that's your business. I feel really bad for them that they have a retard for a father. Somebody who has an IQ not much larger than my baby pit bull I had on the air today. I mean, seriously, man, you go ahead, give it to him. I feel bad for him. I'm not going to let my sister's about to have a baby. OK, no, he's not getting vaccinated. I'm on the phone with her every day. I'm like, listen, you need to tell them you're a conscientious objector. I'll tell you what's not going to happen to my nephew. OK, he's not going to get autism. He's not going to take the flu vaccination. He's going to live. He's not going to get sick either. It's unbelievable to me how thick headed you are and retarded you are. Oh, the woman, the PR woman from Baxter said that vaccine wasn't for people. It was for studies. So let's just take it from them. Moron. 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 All right, let's go to Jim in Tennessee. Jim, you're on the air. Oh, Alex in Washington, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hi, Jason. Hi. I had a quick comment for a couple of callers who are anti-Semitic and they want to blame everything on Jews. Mm-hmm. But they actually don't know that most of these people, they're Zionists. They're not Jews. Like mm-hmm. Alan Greenspan, Bloomberg.
Listen, this is the way I look at it, man. Judaism is a religion, okay? It's a religion. These guys don't believe in Judaism. Or if those other people want to believe that, quote-unquote, Jew is a race, an ethnicity... Not everybody is Jewish that's doing this. Not everybody is a child of Israel. There are plenty of Anglo-Saxon people in this. There are plenty of people down in South America that are helping with the New World Order. There are plenty of people who are in Europe helping with the New World Order. There are plenty of people in Russia helping with the New World Order. And guess what? It has nothing to do with Judaism or being Jewish. It's absolutely ridiculous. Are a lot of these guys Zionists, aka pro-Israel? You bet they are. I mean, you bet they are. And we don't shy away from that term. But when people start calling in and calling people, he's a crypto Jew, that dirty Jew rat, they're just anti-Semites that want to kill off a race of people. I got news for those people. Killing off an entire race, genocide, isn't going to help anything. The same people will still be at the top, and they will still be manipulating us. Continue.
Yeah, and then also my other comment was about the CEO of Apple. I don't know if he's part of the Illuminati, but every car he drives, he doesn't put license plate on his vehicle.
Who is this?
Steve Jobs, the CEO.
Oh, Steve Jobs. Well, Jobs has been to the Bilderberg meetings before, just like Steven Spielberg has and just like Bill Gates has. And I would be hard-pressed to think that... I don't know necessarily if Steve Jobs is a bad guy or one of these globalists, but they always recruit from the upper echelons. In other words, they use Rhodes scholarships. They use those who are big in business, and they take them in. And those people are really compartmentalized because they didn't quite grow up in these families that are intergenerational. They may not know that they're being used as a dupe. And is Macintosh an evil company? I don't like Macintosh. I'll be dead honest. I rail against the iPhone all the time. I think that the G5 is overrated. I don't like the iPod mentality that's out in the world today. But I don't necessarily know that Steve Jobs is an evil guy. I just know that he is a tool of the elite.
Right, because he has Al Gore on his board, and he's really good buddies with CEO of Google and stuff. So
absolutely. Is he in the network? You bet he's in the network. Is he calling the shots? I very much doubt it. I thank you for the call, Alex. Let's go to Aaron in Minnesota. Aaron, you're on the line.
What's up, Jason?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I guess a few things here. I got to bounce around a little bit. Mm-hmm. I guess I guess I have to say that, you know, these egomaniacs with inferiority complexes that are making all the decisions, I guess I have to look back at myself and kind of go, well, you know, if I want to control people, I'm in a lot of fear. And a lot of these things that they're doing right now is because it's fear-based and they know they're going to get retaliation. I guess I have this little quote, selfishness, self-centeredness, that we think is the root of our troubles. Driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity, we step on the toes of our fellows and they retaliate. Sometimes they hurt us, seemingly without provocation, but we invariably find that at some time in the past, we have made decisions based on self, which later place us in a position to be hurt. So, you know, their actions are basically selfish, self-seeking, and they're doing this just because they know they're going to get hurt.
Well, you know, on top of that, they really, especially at the upper echelons, and I thank you for the call, they have this do as thou wilt mentality. They really do believe like they're supposed to rule over us. And a lot of their actions are taken out of fear. You know, why are they trying to shut down the internet? Well, because the internet is having a huge effect against them. That's why there are two separate acts right now in Congress, the Cyberbullying Act and the Cybersecurity Act. And both of them are so Orwellian, so draconian, it is unbelievable. It is outright attack on free speech all around the world with these acts. I mean, when they say, oh, it's for the children, this cyberbullying is causing kids to get depressed, they like that. They like depressed kids because they can put them on Prozac and Zoloft and Prilosec, and if that doesn't work, well, why don't you just take some Abilify with that? That'll be good. You know, they get you all drugged up, and that's more like Brave New World. But do these people do things out of fear? You bet. You bet they do. But at the top, it's more than that. These guys really do believe they should be our gods, they should be our rulers, and they really do believe, like, they're better than me. They're more evolved than me. And I'm the first one to say, I am a human being just like anybody else. I am no better than somebody who was born and raised in Iraq or Brazil or the Czech Republic or Alaska or Antarctica. I am a human being. We all have inherent worth as human beings. The problem is that man is far from perfect. And he has the ability to do both good and evil. There is that. I'm sorry. I think good and evil exists. It's not just abhorrent behavior. At some level, you know when you're doing wrong. Whether that's your conscience or God, I don't know. You know, your ego. I don't know. All I know is that some people out there do some really, really bad things. And I'm going to try to stop them. You know, that being said, and having that caller talk about the anti-Semitism, I want to play this clip of Colbert talking about how those who believe that the swine flu may be man-made hate the Jews. And like I said, normally I'm not all over Colbert. We need to play this clip. We got it, Jaron? Hit it.
Tonight is a global health expert who will help us better understand the swine flu, just as long as better understanding it does not interfere with my irrational paranoia. Please welcome Lori Garrett. Nice to see you. Well, madam, before we get started here, would you care for a little? There you go. You never can be too careful. You write about these diseases all the time. That's got to be a hazard. Okay. Now, madam, you, besides having written books like The Coming Plague, you have written the cover article on the new Newsweek, Fear and the Flu. And then this little image, a little snout. The piggies are right outside our door, trying to lick our children. Now,
meanwhile, they didn't really find me pigs with it until last weekend.
No.
It's not?
No.
Why should I believe you?
This particular virus is new, and it's a nasty virus, but it's not nasty enough.
Oh, she's CFR.
What's nasty enough? You say that there are people out there who could have swine flu, and we don't know, because they're not sick enough to be tested for the swine flu. What is sick enough? What gets you? What gets your blood drawn?
You have to be in a cluster of suspicious cases. You have to be running a high fever. You have to be nauseated and, you know, the flu, a really bad, rotten case of flu.
But I get that. I go to the doctor, and he doesn't draw my blood. He just says, you got the flu, go to bed.
Yeah, well, you're not in the middle of an epidemic, but now you are.
So we're in the middle of an epidemic right now?
Yeah, we're in an epidemic right now.
Okay. Now, you write about epidemics and this kind of stuff all the time. When you heard that there was a swine flu going around, did you think, cha-ching? I smell cover story. Boom!
Actually, the
Mama needs a new pair of shoes.
You know, my really big problem is the biggest sales are in Beijing, but the Chinese steal my royalties.
Oh, there it is. Now, now, God gave us a pretty good warning about this, madam. He said, and the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you.
Yes, so the point being, having giant industrial-scale pork farms where we have wall-to-wall zillions of pigs.
Pause it.
And outside...
Pause it. This CFR witch, and bring it back so we can hear what... Yeah. This CFR, which is trying to, again, make it out to be pigs. The cover of Newsweek, which she writes for. The CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, liar, is saying this came from pigs. Folks, they said it was coming out of Mexico. They didn't find one pig in Mexico with the supposed swine flu. Not a one. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. Zero. Last weekend, they said they found the first case of swine flu in a pig after supposedly hundreds and maybe thousands of people had it in Ontario, Canada. And who did they blame it on? A Mexican migrant worker. They didn't name the guy. They didn't have a chain of custody here. They just said, oh, some Mexican migrant worker was up in Canada and he gave it to the pigs. See, it was human to pig transmission. Human to pig transmission. Yet she's talking about all these nasty little farms. Give me a break. Bring her back up.
To you.
Yes, so the point being, having giant industrial-scale pork farms where we have wall-to-wall zillions of pigs and outside lots of birds and then people walking in and out, we've created this artificial ecology that is extremely dangerous.
But why is the pig the vector for, you know, avian, for bird viruses and for human viruses and pig viruses? Why are they individual, like, walking, talking, eating, pooping petri dishes?
The term we use is mixing vessels. It's a little more polite.
They're a mixing vessel? Why are pigs a mixing vessel? Why do all these viruses inhabit this one pig? Is it because pigs are so delicious?
Pigs will eat anything, absolutely anything.
But it sounds like anything will also eat a pig. Viruses will go into a pig.
They have a very permissive GI tract.
That sounds total like lie. Loose morals in their guts.
Yeah, well,
total lie. Close. Thank you, Colbert, for trying to bring the truth there, by the way.
The real thing is, we also are worried about chickens, and we have really good reasons to be worried about chickens.
Go on. What else? Why should I be terrified of chickens?
Because, okay, you're worried about H1N1, the pig virus, yes. But there's H5N1, the bird virus.
Is that five times as bad as H1?
Actually, more like about 850 times as bad.
But now, was this the thing
the
that
mortality
we were...
rate of that one in Indonesia right now is 82% of the people who get it die.
Okay, so now that bird flu is where around in Indonesia?
It's actually in many places all over the world. It just hasn't come to the Americas yet.
Who you say that Mexico did a good job handling the swine flu outbreak, other than, you know, the fact that they had the outbreak. What what governments are not so forthcoming?
It started here?
It started
in the United States of America.
But
it's the Mexican flu.
Pause it. Where is she getting this? And then she goes and attacks Lou Dobbs. Where is she getting that it came from the United States? Not one mainline media outlet had said the pig flu virus started in the United States. No. No, it didn't. Again, they found the first pigs with the swine flu. I mean, folks, I wish I was on stage with this woman. I would be tearing her apart. Tearing her apart. The first case of a pig with the swine flu, if it's even true, came out of Canada. And then they blamed it on a Mexican migrant worker. Folks, in this country, it is, again, 0.0 deaths. I don't care if they say some kid died here. He was a Mexican child who was a premature birth who had all types of other illnesses. Okay? And then this week, we have our supposed first death, a 33-year-old Texas teacher from the quote-unquote swine flu. But then in the same report that the Associated Press is saying it's the swine flu, the doctors say, well, it really wasn't the swine flu that killed her. We can't really say that. And then they interview the guy, and he's like, well, you know, there's really nothing to be done, because if she was actually going to pass the swine flu on to anybody else, it would have been done by now. So, you know, it's really not something we should be worrying about. Correct. We shouldn't be worrying about it, because she didn't die from it. I mean, again, the fear-mongering, the Johnny nonsense that goes on here. It is unbelievable. Let me say it again. Unbelievable. We're going to play the rest of that clip where she says, well, if people think that humans did this, then they must hate the Jews, or they must think the Jews did it. It is just off the wall. Off the wall. But I'm the bad guy for telling it like it is. I'm the bad guy for saying, no, that's not the case. I'm the bad guy for challenging this CFR witch on her cover story, fear-mongering with a pig in a cell. I mean, what is it coming to? When this woman can get on Colbert and just make things up. Oh, the pig flu virus started in the United States. Yeah, maybe in a laboratory. We're going to come back, play the rest of the clip. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to take your calls. And then we got RJ Harris coming up at the top of the hour. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, virucide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kits' hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazerRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazerRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
I laughed and shook his hand, made my way back home. I searched for fatherland. Years and years I roamed. I gazed and stared. We must have million years. I must have died alone. Who knows? Not me. I never.
you know what? The spin now is from Baxter, who this woman is probably promoting. Remember, they're the ones that are going to give us this delicious vaccine that that earlier caller is going to willingly take and give his children. Real smart, buddy. Real smart. This is out of MSNBC. Accidental contamination of vaccine with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. And then the PR woman says, oh, that wasn't for public consumption. We didn't really do that. No, that was a test case. Doesn't matter. It had two live bird flu viruses in it. And according to this woman, the bird flu virus has 82% kill rate. And then she just keep playing the clip so I can just go nuts. This is a hellish little creature.
Bird flu is where around? In Indonesia?
It's actually in many places all over the world. Just hasn't come to the Americas yet.
Who you say that Mexico did a good job handling the swine flu outbreak, other than, you know, the fact that they had the outbreak. What what governments are not so forthcoming?
It started here? It started in the United States of America.
But it's the Mexican flu.
We exported it to Mexico.
How did they get it?
Thank you very much, Mr. Lou Dobbs.
Do we need to quarantine Lou Dobbs? Is that what you're saying? You're not... I think you just called Lou Dobbs a swine.
Now, what
countries have not been so forthcoming and helping epidemics like this?
Well, Egypt is running around killing 300,000 pigs, and they don't even have any of the pig flu there.
But just pigs are not halal. That's one reason.
Because of the 10% Coptic minority that they want to repress. But also, Indonesia hasn't shared any of the bird flu viruses that have emerged
in that country.
Because the Minister of Health believes that somehow we actually make these viruses. We, the evil Americans, a.k.a. maybe the Jews, not really clear.
Okay, stop it. Stop it right there. You make me sick. One person steps up to the plate. They say, hey, this is a combined virus. This has bird flu in it. This has swine flu in it. Two separate types. Okay, this has human flu in it. We don't trust Western governments because they've tested vaccinations on people before. They've sterilized people. They did it in Africa. Okay? The UN did it. Type it in. Sterilization vaccine. Oh, it was a mistake. We didn't want people to get malaria. And then what does she say? She doesn't say Western government. She says Jews. She wants everything blamed on the Jews. Don't you want... She's in the CFR. She's reading from the script. If you can't beat them with common sense and evidence, you say the word Jew. And everything is nixed. Oh, the Jews. Bring it back. Bring it back a little, Jaron. I want to hear her blaspheme one more time as we bring it out in this last segment. We're going to have R.G. Harris on the other side. Those who hold will get on around 10:30. And then we're going to go through these Illuminati card game. And on top of that, cover the news. But I am disgusted with this woman. Hit it.
The bird flu viruses that have emerged
Why
in
not?
The country. Because... The Minister of Health believes that somehow we actually make these viruses. We, the evil Americans, a.k.a. maybe the Jews, not really clear. And then we deliberately release them so that then they have to buy pharmaceutical products from us in order to get vaccinated or cured.
That's a good business model. What is that? That could be the new internet, man.
Okay. People are waking up. Did you hear that uncomfortable laughter? It ain't cool anymore. We're coming for you. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You're
listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
You and me will all go down in history with a sad Statue of Liberty and a generation that didn't agree.
Turn a deaf ear to human suffering, and that's why I do this program. And our next guest is somebody who's trying to change things from the inside. He's a ex-Iraqi war vet, been to Korea, somebody who served in the Army National Guard, and he is now running for the 4th District in Congress over in Oklahoma. His name is R.J. Harris. Thanks for joining us tonight, R.J.
Thanks for having me on tonight, Jason. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, man. You know, one of the big things that we promote here is for people to take action. And really, in my opinion, you can't take a better action than actually running for a congressional seat or running for state senator or running for city council member, really trying to make a difference on the inside. The website is rjharris2010.com. What drove you to decide to get up and try to get this congressional seat?
It was watching our representatives who had claimed to be for smaller government and lower taxes and so on and so forth, you know, repeating their Republican mantra for so long. It was watching them come out and blatantly and openly vote for socialism. It was investigating that vote and realizing that a vote for socialism is a vote for slavery. And that is what really motivated me to stand up and say, hey, I can't just watch this anymore. I can't just be an activist and watch these guys do this and let them get away with it. And apparently, a lot of other Americans are feeling the same way, whether they're running for office or not, or whether they're joining a 9-12 group or going to a Tea Party. It's, you know, a lot of folks say, well, you know, a lot of folks are wondering how long that's going to last, how much impetus is going to have behind it. But, you know, folks, we are seeing the body politic wake up for the first time since 1775, and it's happening right in front of them.
Well, I have to agree with you there. A lot of people are waking up, and when you refer to socialism, I would imagine that you're referring to this GIVE Act that passed, H.R. 1388, I believe it was. And really, the programs in this are just unbelievable. Mandatory national service. People, basically, children from 12 to 18 are going to have to do this service. Then you're going to be forced into a secondary school. Apparently, dropping out of high school is no longer going to be an option. If you do go to college, you're still going to have to be a part of this program. And they're really ready for a full push of this National Service Corps come this 9/11, which is going to be the National Service Corps Day of Remembrance, where they're going to be doing knock and talks with people who haven't joined the program yet to get more people antiquated to this system. It's just disgusting.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That GIVE Act, I love how they name these things the opposite of what they are. It's actually a TAKE Act, but they want to call it a GIVE Act to make it sound better, I guess. But yeah, that's exactly it. It's rank involuntary servitude. And the 13th Amendment of the United States Constitution strictly forbids involuntary servitude. It's not allowed. Mm-hmm. So, but they keep getting away with it, or at least they think they are. But folks like myself are standing up. Ron Paul, Rand Paul, there's a lot of others. People that are coming out and saying, all right, enough's enough. We don't care. We're grassroots candidates. Everybody's trying to tell us that we can't win. But I think that they're mistaken. I think we're going to show them different.
And, you know, absolutely bringing up Ron Paul is a great example, because that first MIAC report that we broke right here at Prison Planet and Infowars.com targeted not only Ron Paul, but his organization Campaign for Liberty. And, you know, we just reported today that a man in Louisiana was detained for having a Don't Tread on Me bumper sticker on his car. On the other side, I want to get RJ's take on this latest DHS document, the Lexicon document, which is even broader in scope and really going after everybody. On top of that, we're going to see how we can help him get elected to Congress in Oklahoma. It's the Info War with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Running to Babylon, run all the way to Babylon. Me, you there in Babylon. Me, you there in Babylon.
All right, folks, we are back. The InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. We are joined by R.J. Harris, who is running for the 4th District congressional seat in Oklahoma. And I want to get your take on this latest Lexicon document that has leaked into the press. Now, it's dated March 26th. It leaked pretty much a week and a half ago. We started to report on it. The mainstream media just started reporting on it a couple days ago. The Washington Times wrote about, you know, the actual extremism that it covers, you know, the racist groups, the Aryan groups, the black separatist groups. And then they talked about the goofy stuff like Odin worship and all this other nonsense. What they don't want to talk about is the demonization of the alternative media, of people who are anti-illegal immigration. It literally says that you are maybe an extremist terrorist and coerce with terrorism or try to pull off terrorism on the border of Mexico if you're against people having illegal driver's licenses, Medicaid, public assistance. It's insanity. Hacktivism is mentioned in this. Anti-technology is mentioned in this. The only person that's really given it a fair shake is Lou Dobbs, and I wanted to get your take on this latest DHS document.
My response to this, Jason, is wake up, America. It's time to fight for liberty. With this document and others like it, this is the federal government pulling out all the stops. They are are launching their offensive with that. They're going to try to demonize anybody that doesn't, anybody that disagrees with them, and call them terrorists. You know, imagine calling the founders terrorists who are out there trying to fight for liberty, individual liberty, states' rights. Okay, these are principles that our entire country is built on, and they're going to try to call people that stand up for that. Extremists and terrorists and so forth, just because we don't, think about how much our founders railed against any kind of government, especially any kind of big government. They talked about how, you know, it's got to be kept chained down, it's got to be kept bottled up, you cannot trust the government, so on and so forth. Well, saying things like that makes us terrorists, according to these documents. And all we're doing is repeating the exact words of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and John Adams and Samuel Adams.
Yeah, and on top of that, you know, the Patriot movement, again, is very much so targeted in that manner. They say, oh, they try to say that they're behind people like Thomas Jefferson. They say they're behind the Constitution and Bill of Rights, but what they really are dirty terrorists. And then we're going to have this national level exercise 09 coming up at the end of July, moving into the beginning of August. Now, this is going to take place with the United Kingdom, Mexico, Canada, and Australia. It's a FEMA-run exercise, quote-unquote, prevent terrorism with DHS oversight in FEMA Region 6. And this is going to be a mass spying drill on the American people. They say they're going to use the private sector, the public sector, makeshift buildings. They're going to, I just can't get over that people can't wake up and have them see this is about globalism. This is about them taking our sovereignty away. In fact, the sovereignty movement is mentioned in this latest DHS document. I mean, we need more people like yourself, not only to run, but to get elected. How can we help you get elected to Congress in Oklahoma?
Well, the number one thing is for the listeners out there to recognize that as a candidate, I am a Republican, and I'm challenging the establishment. I am challenging a Republican incumbent that voted for the bailouts. Obviously, that establishment is not going to give us any money. They're not going to give us any time on their website. So, you know, if folks want to help not just one candidate from the 4th District of Oklahoma to get elected, but success for this movement is to raise an army of constitutional conservative candidates to march on Washington and take our Congress back. And that's going to take some funding. That's going to take some volunteer support. So, you know, I would encourage folks that if they're excited about what they hear from people like myself and Rand Paul and others that are talking, that I'm not talking about it, I'm actually doing it, but others that are coming out and announcing their candidacy to challenge this government, this out-of-control government, you know, go to a website for a constitutional conservative candidate and make a donation. Or if you're being hit particularly hard by this recession, maybe just volunteer to wallpaper the internet with our blogs and just help us out, get the word out on the internet. That's what folks can do right now from home, wherever they are, and get behind this liberty movement and try to fight for our freedom again. You know, it's interesting. Lindsey Graham.
Mm-hmm.
John McCain's right-hand man during the last presidential election had to come out the other day and felt like he had to say, hey, Ron Paul is not the leader of the Republican Party. Well, excuse me. The fact that he has to come out and say that, what does that tell you? Ron Paul's the only Republican up at Congress right now that's doing anything of value. He's got his a bill up there to audit the Fed, and you can bet he's got folks running scared on that. And in the meantime, what do? These same people that are doing the Lexicon document that you just mentioned a while ago, they're detaining his staffers at the St. Louis airport, right? Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, they detained one of his staffers. They had it on Judge Napolitano's show here, a few weeks ago.
Really?
Because he had too much cash on him.
We did. We played that on the air. And basically, the man was asking is if I'm lawfully required to answer the question of where this money came from. And some wise-ass security guard just said, all right, you want to do it the hard way? And then, when he did answer the question, when a law enforcement officer said, yes, you have to answer me, he told them where he got it from, and then they're like, I don't know if we're ready to let you go yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And what's beautiful is this awakening movement, these people that showed up, and went to these tea parties a couple weeks ago. These people that are going out, getting online, watching, listening to you for the first time, listening to Alex for the first time, you know, looking for alternative sources of media because they're realizing that they're being lied to. And this is happening all over America. It's really exciting time.
It is an exciting time to live in.
You know, it can be a little bit nerve-wracking, but folks, this is the time to take our country back. We have an opportunity. We have a window of opportunity here in the 2010 and the 2012 elections. Mm-hmm. To get some constitutional conservatives elected, to try to uncover, and once we can take this this Congress back, Jason, we can start uncovering these rocks. We can start turning these rocks over. We can start finding out who's been doing what and when. Until then, we're kind of really just, you know, spitting into the wind. But we take that Congress back, we can start getting some answers for things that you have been talking about on your radio program for years, that Alex has been talking about. Wouldn't that be nice?
No, it would be excellent.
Take our government back and put it back in the genie bottle where it belongs and start getting some answers.
Well, you know, a lot of people say, oh, this is about a revolution. I've always said, no, this isn't about a revolution. This is about a restoration of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. It's about a restoration of checks and balances so that the executive branch just can't have all these orders that are out of control and just say, nope, national security, executive order, we'll do what we want. But what we saw with the Obama administration was really just an expansion of the Bush policies. You know, they said, you know what, we're going to still do the wiretaps and we're actually going to expand executive powers. You know what, we're not going to get out of Iraq. We're going to say we're going to get out of Iraq. We're going to redistribute the forces into Afghanistan. And then by the end of 2011, in December, we'll have 50,000, quote unquote, non-combat troops in Iraq. That's not getting out of Iraq. You know, we're still going to be there. This administration says we're still going to be there. Meanwhile, they pass the Give Act. And we got some of the terrible legislation in the Give Act out of there. I mean, the Give Act is no picnic the way it passed, but they actually tried to push through in that section 1710, which was the Citizen Electronic Identification Verification Act, where they were going to use middle and high school students to basically electronically verify all of their identities through biometrics, then bring it to Congress and implement it 18 months later nationally. Nationally for everybody. Right now we have the Census Bureau going door to door. Finally, some mainline media is reporting on this, GPSing the homes of every single American within 40 feet. If you can't see that they're putting together a control grid right now, you must be blind.
Yeah. And you know what? I've got to send some kudos out to some folks that deserve it right here in Oklahoma. You talked about how some of this stuff was fought and kicked out of this Give Act. You know, what little could be done. But right here in Oklahoma, we had a guy, Randy Brogdon, State Senator Randy Brogdon, who's
had him on the show yesterday. Had him on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
He actually had a concurrent resolution when he was basically, these guys went for sovereignty. It passed through the House and the Senate and then was vetoed by the governor. But he ran a concurrent resolution, which is now in the process of going through. But continue.
Yes. Yeah. And I just wanted to, you know, let folks know that there are people. There are people out there that are fighting this stuff, and hopefully they can take courage in that, and they can take hope in that, and see that it's not all one way, it's not all the other side, and the more these people will show up and help us, the more people will show, because Randy's taken on the establishment too. You know, they had their candidate for governor all picked out, a bailout voter no less, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you think he's going to get any help? But no, he's not going to get any help because he's challenging the establishment. He fought tooth and nail against H.R. 483, which is the state house resolution, which was going to give give access to all of our biometric data through
fusion centers.
Fusion centers, and he got up in the Senate and blocked that.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And you know,
him.
We have some other people out there like Michelle Bachmann, who tried to introduce legislation that would ban a world currency. It's a little too late now that the G20 went through, even though we had Geithner, Bernanke up on stage saying, oh, we're not going to go with a global currency. Then Obama gets asked about, oh, we'd never go with a global currency. Then right out of the G20, they say, well, the IMF is going to start issuing trillions of dollars, but it's not going to be in dollars. It's going to be these new special drawing rights units, SDR
mm-hmm.
units. And then Gordon Brown gets up on the world stage and says it's all about an emerging new world order. I mean, again, people need to start paying attention and understand that we have to step up to the plate. We can't just be armchair quarterbacks. We can't all just have radio shows and make movies. Some of us are going to have to run for office, and that's why Campaign for Liberty is great. And I encourage you to go to rjharris2010.com right now and donate, because this man needs to be elected. More on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We have to stop what's going on. We have to reverse the process, and it really is up to us, and that is why Campaign for Liberty has been targeted in these documents. That's why Ron Paul has been targeted in these documents. That's why the Patriot Movement has been targeted in these documents. The alternative media, people that are making a difference. And if you want to make a difference, I encourage you right now to go to rjharris2010.com and donate. I think they're up around $8,000 right now. The goal is $25,000. We need to get this man elected. And RJ, I mean, why don't you just tell people some of the positions that you're running on? I mean, this is a guy that can come and help us bring the truth to the masses. Go ahead.
Well, one of the biggest issues that I'm running on is to stop all socialism. The 13th Amendment does not allow socialism. I've made the argument that socialism is slavery because both of those things attempt to control your wealth, your labor through force. You know, it takes from you, and you have no choice. And, when you have somebody that's being sold on the auction block as a slave, they know they're a slave. But this incremental socialism creeps up on you gradually over the decades. You wake up one day slaves in the land that our fathers have founded. And so it's even worse. It's even more insidious. So that's probably one of my biggest positions. But, I mean, you know, you want to talk about monetary policy. You know, the current monetary policy is basically forcing our states into, you know, illegal activity.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, it states in Article 1, Section 8, what type of monetary system we're supposed to have, and that the states are supposed to transact their business in gold and silver. When they're not doing that, they're breaking the law, and especially since the Federal Reserve note was taken off the gold standard, there's not even a vestige left there's not even a pretend left that's what's going on. So, you know, all of our states, all 50 states, transacting their big business outside of the Constitution every time they take in fees. But you know what else I wanted to tell the folks at home is something they can get involved in right now, today, something they can do to help. There's this young man down in Lawton, Oklahoma. His name is Jacob Broker. He's an upstanding young man. He's in the Army down there. He started this website, 912candidates.org. And this is just one example of ways people can get involved. His idea is to contact candidates, contact legislators, and get them to sign off on this contract committed to constitutional conservative values and principles. Now, I know that's not the be-all, end-all solution, but it's a great start, and it's an activism that people can get involved in to try to get these candidates and these politicians nailed down and committed to constitutional conservative values. Also, retakethecongress.com has just started up. And I love this website. They're basically going to try to bring all of these candidates like myself together in a central place so that way all of the people out there, your listeners and all the citizens across the country can find us in one place and find out who their district candidate is, who's challenging their establishment candidate. And it's going to be a nice, you know, way to connect everybody together. I love it. So, you know, here's some examples of grassroots activism at work.
Absolutely. And you know what? We need more people like yourself. And we need you to win, literally. I mean, we need, and if you don't win, we are hoping that you'll run again. I mean, when they're arresting Alan Keyes at Notre Dame for exercising his free speech, when people are going to protest Scientology and they're 400 yards away, and one of the guys is thrown on the ground immediately and arrested, and the other's threatened with arrest. When we have a Congressman King on the floor saying that we need mandatory drug testing for all American citizens, something has gone terribly awry in this country, and we have to change it. And we have to do so from the inside. We can't just sit here and cry and say, oh, Congress is bad, the government's bad. Of course they're bad. But what we want is a government for and by the people again. And in order to do that, we need to become the government once more. The website is rjharris2010.com. In the last 30 seconds, what do you got for me, RJ?
The last thing I would say is what we're seeing right now is what happens when you give a government just unparalleled access to money and to power. When you let them just print up all the money they want, this is what they can do. They can hire police forces. They can have standing armies that have, you know, that are, you know, no size to them, and they can do whatever they want. You know, they can stamp on your liberty because they have access, unequaled access to this power through this printing of money. So that's what we got to put a stop to.
Absolutely. It's rjharris2010.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back on the other side taking your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes.
I've been drifting along in the same stale shoes.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
All right, folks, we are back. And I've got a fresh list of callers. We're going to go to Chris, Mark, Justin, and Steven, hopefully in the next two segments. But first, I want to play this clip that's actually at rjharris2010.com. We had it pulled up already for both shows, the Alex Jones Show and this one. I just haven't played it. This is what I'm talking about. This is Representative King talking about mandatory drug testing for America's citizens. After all, if you're not doing anything, what do you have to hide? Hit it.
There's a point where it raises the transaction cost so high that drug smuggling, bringing it into the United States, would get so costly that it would cease. That's one thing that we can do. And another thing that we could do would be to turn up the drug testing in the United States. Thinking of it in these terms. If every employer had a drug-free workplace, if every employer enforced a drug-free workplace policy, if they allowed, if the employers actually initiated drug testing within the workforce in four different categories, if they had pre-employment testing, so let's just say at the HR department, if one sits down for a job interview, and the employer interviews them, and they come to this conclusion that they'd like to hire them, and they say, all right, I want you to come to work for me on Monday morning, but conditional to this, I'm going to have to run your numbers and your data through E-Verify to make sure that you're legal. And the second thing that you'll have to do is comply with the drug test. So I'll set you up. You can be with the we've got this little clinic here that works with us, and we'll run you over there. You can do the test. You pass the test. You pass the E-Verify. You can go to work on Monday morning, punch the time clock. Congratulations. That would be a good process. Some companies do this. In fact, many companies in Iowa do this, with the exception of the E-Verify component. They have to actually hire them before they can use E-Verify, and that needs to change, Madam Speaker. But the pre-employment drug test is an important tool, and employers can, with that, screen their employees so that they are hiring drug-free employees, at least at the moment that they hire them. Three other categories of drug testing need to fall into this, that post-accident testing. If you have an employee and he's involved in an accident of any kind, whether it's his or her fault or not, if there's a personal injury, if there's a property damage, then an employer needs to have a policy, a workplace drug testing policy, that will test that employee on the basis that if there's an accident, there's a sign there that's an indicator.
So oh, if there's an accident, you must be a drug addict.
Testing, you'd have post-accident testing. You'd have to have reasonable suspicion testing. And that is when you have trained supervisory personnel that are qualified, that can watch the behavior patterns of the employees, and under that legitimate evaluation,
all right,
send
let's
those
pull
employees
it.
Off for a
this
drug
guy
test
wants everybody to be
drug
tested.
Abuse.
All employers
That's
must do it. Let's just shut this idiot
way,
off. I mean,
and I think it's the most
give me a break, folks. Oh, so to have a job, you'll have to be drug tested, and then in the case of an accident, oh, you'll be drug tested again, and why don't we just make you piss in a cup every day? That'd be a good thing. We'll just run it through, and anything comes up, you're fired. Oh, you know what? Fired's not good enough. Let's jail them. Unbelievable, folks. I mean, mandatory drug testing for everybody. That's what they want. All right, let's jump to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
I hate to keep bringing up the swine flu, but I just had I hadn't heard anything really local as far as the fear-mongering goes. It's always been on a national or international level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was flipping through the stations on local radio, and they mentioned a new case in central New Jersey, but then she followed with something interesting. She said, the location is highly confidential. We cannot say where she is. So I took that as, well, it could be anyone, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, be careful.
It even exists.
Where
if
I'm
it
at,
even exists.
Run.
If it even exists, they want to put it out there and say, it could be anywhere, it could be anyone. We've had two cases where people have died, and then you find out neither of those cases pertain to American citizens. If you were listening earlier, the woman on Colbert said that the swine flu originated from the United States and then migrated to Mexico, and then said if you believe that the government, she was talking about the Indonesian prime minister, that the government might have made this virus, then it was the Jews. I mean, it's sickening, disgusting, and repulsive.
Absolutely, and I don't know which, you know, three-letter gang is worse at this point, but between the CDC and the WHO, I just want to read a real quick segment from Bloomberg yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The swine flu may affect at least one-third of the world's 6 billion population within the next year. KG Fukuda, the WHO's Assistant Director of General Health, Security and Environment, said in video broadcast from Geneva to a conference of Asian ministers in Bangkok today. Even if the illness appear relatively mild at the individual level, the global population level adds up to enormous numbers. And then Besser goes on to say, countries that haven't seen cases should prepare for outbreaks from the CDC. I mean, it's just, they just keep going with it. I mean, it seems to sizzle and then it keeps coming back
up. The WHO put out some hype yesterday saying up to 2 billion people could be infected with the swine flu. And then they're saying on top, you know, from this death of this woman, this 33-year-old woman. They start, in fact, let's bring that YouTube clip up because we got to play it. They start off saying the second case of a swine flu death in the United States has occurred. And then like literally 15 seconds later, they say, well, the doctors fell short of saying it was actually the swine flu that did it. Meanwhile, they're saying we still might declare a pandemic. Oh, this woman died. It might die down during the summer, but it'll be back this winter just in time for your delicious Baxter vaccination. I mean, and then Baxter comes out, when's this article? It's out of the, Prague Daily. This is 2 days ago, May 6th, saying that all those vaccines that they launched in 14 separate countries, including the Czech Republic, which called them out on it, that wasn't for human use. Those were all for tests. They would have never, ever, ever shipped out a vaccine to 14 different countries with live avian flu in it. All right, let's play this clip, and I thank you for the call, Chris. Go for it. AP.
A 33-year-old school teacher from a Texas border town has been confirmed as the second death in the United States of a person with swine flu.
Confirmed.
Judy Trunnell had recently given birth to a healthy baby boy. She'd been hospitalized since April 19th, and Texas health officials have stopped short of saying that the flu caused the woman's death.
Stop it. Did you hear that? Bring it back. Bring it back to that point again. Texas health officials fell short of saying the woman actually died from the swine flu. This was a person who had all sorts of health problems, all sorts of complications beforehand. Play it again, Jaron.
It's April 19th, and Texas health officials have stopped short of saying that the flu caused the woman's death.
The person did have underlying chronic health conditions.
Oh.
So there are extenuating factors there as well.
Oh.
Classes at Trunnell's school
all right,
have
let's
been
just
canceled
pull it right
until
there. Boom. She had underlying chronic health problems. Underlying chronic health problems. That doesn't stop them from putting her face all over the place. You see, they don't care about you. They want to exploit you even in death. They want to exploit this woman's death to cause more death and more misery in this country and around the world. Period. Period. And, you know, that's why you have this disgusting CFR witch on Colbert after she puts on, she writes an article for Newsweek, and the cover of it is this scary looking pig snout, because this is a pig problem. This is what happens when you have pig farms. See, this is another reason why they're going to try to regulate your food. They'll say, oh, those pig farms, they're on those organic farms and they don't go through the right process. We could all die. We're going to die. Then she attacks Lou Dobbs, one of the only people in the mainstream media, if not the only guy, that really tries not to spin the news, that tells the truth. She attacks him and then throws in, oh, it's not really clear whether this Indonesian thinks that the government did it or the Jews. The Jews. Give me a break. All right, let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
God bless you, sir. You know, I got to thinking... I guess you know what I would refer to if I were to coin the term Mussolini's comeuppance. And the thing is, here's the quandary that we face, is that as long as we have the resources to carry out some kind of an uprising, if the mentality is not there to have one, and when the mentality will come from a lack of the resources to be able to do something.
Well, that would be terrible if we actually let it get to the point where they're doing gun roundups and people who are, you know, Second Amendment and militia types don't do something about it. But you know what? One of the clips we played yesterday was Max Kaiser talking about the economic collapse and really how we have become soft in America. And he said, you know what? The auto workers really don't deserve any rights because they're just taking it. They're not pushing back whatsoever. He said if this was happening in France, what they would do is they would just go and get the CEO and hold him hostage until their needs were met. But he said, you know, if you do that in this country, they'll declare martial law and they'll gun you down. And quite frankly, Max Kaiser is right.
Yeah. So that's the thing is that... like I say, it's a time to be prepared, to prepare while you can. Because like I say, I'd want to be wrong, but I want to be up on what's going on. I was reading this article that said with the Bilderberg Group, they're going to be debating whether to cause a sudden rocket shot straight down or a long, slow bleed, and which one serves their agenda more. Mm-hmm. And I try to explain to people, and it's like, when you say that I am a conspiracy theorist, you're either a coincidence theorist or you're an ignorance theorist.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think it does not impact you, you know, that's like saying, you know, back in 1492 when the Native Americans had no idea what Columbus just discovered. He discovered America. And so it's like, guess what? Now you're an Indian. You're an Indian. And I was like, well, wait a minute. You know, that's, to me, it's so stupid that you know, it's like, why did this name stick? You know, it's like, what are you sending?
Well, it's because the winners write history, sir. I mean, we know it. The winners write history. They say whatever they want. Yeah. Up until today, you know, the Bilderberg Group was just a golf club. I mean, they were literally saying, oh, this is just a vacation for the elite. Meanwhile, today, WikiLeaks publishes the documents 40 years prior to the euro of them talking about making a single European currency. And only a month ago, Davignon Agnew admitted that the Bilderberg Group were the ones that brought us the euro and the European Union. Sir, it's okay. They're just golfing. I thank you for the call, Mark. Let's go to Justin in Texas. Justin, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I just wanted to say you're doing a great job. Basically, the reason I called is because I've just heard so much in the last week of, you know, people calling up when you're covering for Alex and the day or it's your show tonight, just people like, well, what am I supposed to do? Or some people who felt discouraged that they're working, they're making DVDs and they're doing stuff, and it just seems like this big deal you can't face. And I just wanted to, like, throw out this kind of an analogy for this. But, like, if you didn't work out, like, forever, and then all of a sudden, you know, you start working out, like, you're not going to get in shape in a week, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been going down this path for so long. It's like, you know, and sometimes people, you know, you wake up and it's like the big fat person or something realize, oh, I'm so huge now. And, you know, the difference is are you going to change and you start going down that long road of, you know, trying to work hard and change habits and do all that stuff to get back on track, or are you just going to be like, well,
we can't do anything. I'm just gonna live the way it is because I can't change anything. You're absolutely right. Rome wasn't built in a day, and if people can't see the progress, let me give people an example, okay? When I came here last summer, okay, and I was hosting the Alex Jones Show last year during the Bilderberg Conference, which is coming up next week, almost a year ago. The known streams that we had, and yeah, there were streams outside that, but there are still streams that we don't count today. The known streams that we had for Alex Jones, the internet streams, would range between, you know, 4,000 and 6,000 or 7,000 at max. You know, we really didn't hit much more than 7,000. Today, Jason Burm is subbing in for Alex Jones, who gets about 30, 40% less than Alex Jones, had 8, 9,000 viewers. Okay, more than Alex could even get on the internet last year. All right. On top of that, Alex is averaging around 14 or 15,000 viewers on known streams. And that is literally a 65% increase in less than a year. That is unbelievable to me. Me starting this little show here, you know, I started out where, you know, around 2,000, maybe 3,000 people were listening to my show every single night. Now I average 4,500, 5,000. Sometimes when I have a good guest or Alex comes in, I've been as good as 8,500. I know we're making a difference, but, you know, we have to do it day by day, step by step. And that's why I am encouraging people that if you're fed up, if you're sick and tired, get out there, be an activist, hand out DVDs, run for Congress, run for city council, talk about the issues that matter to you. You know, this is a great example locally, blog.fluoridefreeaustin.com. You know, they're going to have a fluoride awareness night on Monday, 7 p.m., Casa de Luz, 1701 Toomey Road. Go to it. See what you can do. When I went down to the tea parties in San Antonio, there was somebody out there getting signatures against the Real ID Act. You know, we can make a difference, but the difference will not be made with us going, we just can't do anything, or, oh, it just won't change. We need to go at it full force, 110%. You can't expect results the next day or an hour from now or maybe a week from now or a month from now. But 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, if we make a concerted effort, maybe we can take this country back. I thank you for the call, Justin. Let's jump to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
I want to say, first of all, I was thinking with, I told you earlier today that guy's real name was Mo Ryan.
He just couldn't help himself, could he? He just had to get on the, oh, God.
Well,
Baxter is spinning it now, saying that the 14 different countries that they released this vaccine to, it was just for test purposes. They never would have had it for human use, Stephen. Never.
Well, I was thinking, you know, Alex has got this money bomb coming up June 11th. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, with this guy in mind, plus his mother, Miss CFR, you know, Petunia Piggy Swine Flu.
Oh, God.
You know, I'll tell you something. You could make a lot of money by putting them two together as far as clips, kind of like this ringtone thing for Alex now.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can do is open a clinic and have people go there and just play clips of these people, and I guarantee you they'll lose weight because they'll be throwing up so much.
It just is makes quite me disgusting. Sick. I want to get your take on that clip on the other side, Stephen, because she said so many lies to Stephen Colbert, and I got to give Colbert credit. He didn't jump on the bandwagon. He did ask her a couple of tough questions. He asked her how this could actually be swine flu with three different types. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Arizona Bay. Great Bill Hicks line right there. Gotta love the Tool. We're talking about this Colbert clip where, you know, Colbert does challenge this devil of a woman. He's like, wait a minute, how is this swine flu when we've got bird flu and human flu in here? And she says, well, it actually came from America and went down to Mexico. Take that, Lou Dobbs. There has not been one pig found in the United States or Mexico with this quote-unquote swine flu. And they're trying to say they found some pigs in Ontario. I'm not sure I believe that. And then they're blaming it on a Mexican migrant worker. How insane is this, Stephen?
Well, you know, I'll tell you something, Jason. When I saw that clip that you were playing with this woman, when she made that statement, it originated in the United States. I want to reach through the, you know, through the screen there and just grab her and shake her and say, you liar, because all the, I mean, here she's working for Newsweek magazine, you know, CFR Front, part of the mainstream media, and I never heard any mainstream media report that this originated in the United States. So she's, contradicting the very establishment she's part of, but of course they're into doublespeak, Orwellian doublespeak, that's part of their game. But of course then when she mentioned Lou Dobbs and the Jews, oh, that just infuriated me, and it's par for the course, you know, because this is exactly what these people are into. I just wanted to say real quick, I wanted to mention a couple experiences that I have had in the past decade confirming what that guy R.J. Harris, that clip you played with that congressman from Iowa talking about mandatory drug testing.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked for two different companies in the past decade that actually required this. One was Walmart. They require this of all the employees when they go to work. They have to be screened for drugs before they go to work. The other one was a smaller company that made oil rigs. And the thing is that if there were, they had just instituted this policy, and it was back in 2001, but it was before the attacks. But the thing is, they had instituted a policy because they were so safety conscious that if you had an accident, you had to be screened for drug testing. And there was a lot of people upset about that because they said, so you're implying that just because we had an accident, we've been doing drugs? That's outrageous.
It is outrageous, but according to him, if you don't have anything to hide, Stephen, it shouldn't be a big deal. If you don't have anything to hide, just take it. I mean, that's why we should all be surveilled and part of this control grid, and it's good that the census workers are now going to dominate the entire country by getting every single address down on GPS. No, it's all good, because if you're a good person, nothing's gonna happen to you. We would never give you a poison vaccine. We would never round you up unless you were a terrorist. Too bad everybody is a terrorist in this new domestic lexicon document. I thank you for the call, Stephen. Let's jump to Chris in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hey.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. I wanted to bring up the Illuminati card game and a few other things.
All right, my man. Well, I got the Illuminati card game right in front of me, so shoot.
Okay. At sjgames.com/SS.
I'm going to hold you. You got 10 more seconds, and then I'm going to hold you over to the next thing. Go for it.
All right. At sjgames.com/SS, it talks about that he was raided on March 1st, 1990.
All right, we're going to talk about that on the other side. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Disappointed.
Chris. We're going to go back to Chris, Forrest, and others. But first, I want to thank one of the sponsors that makes this show possible. It's MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. And I want to encourage people, if you want to get off the grid, if you want to have a generator that will actually work in a power outage, this is the one for you. 1,800 watts of power. This is a real green tool. This is actually using the sun for something positive. And if you really do want to get yourself off the grid, this is another great way to do so. MySolarBackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Now, earlier in the show, I went off on these Illuminati cards because somebody sent me more than a deck. And Alex has a few of these cards, but really just two or three. You know, let me just show you a couple of these. Oh, look at this. It's George Bush and Bill Clinton. Oh, they've got the George Bush and Bill Clinton cards. We're going to go over some other ones. But we've got Chris in Pennsylvania telling me that the maker of this was raided in 1990?
Yes.
And what were the charges?
His website says that it's sjgames.com/S. I don't know why it's in SS. I have no idea, but it goes on. It says, SJ Games versus the Secret Service. On March 1st, 1990, the offices of Steve Jackson Games in Austin, Texas, were raided by the United States Secret Service as part of a nationwide investigation of data piracy. The initial news story simply reported that the Secret Service had raided a suspected ring of hackers. Gradually, the true story emerged. And it goes on, and I guess they thought that he was some sort of hacker or that a game or something called GURPS, G-U-R-P-S, Cyberpunk, is a, quote, handbook for computer crime.
Interesting.
Yes.
Now, he's out of jail, I would assume, this Steve Jackson, huh?
I haven't seen anything about that, but more than likely he is. And this was in 1990, so he more than likely is, because you said the latest print of those cards was 1994.
Well, what I'm reading right now, game designed by Steve Jackson, playsters and rules readers, lots of people, but especially Mike Ford, Monica Stevens, Scott Herring, Jim McCoy, Jim Oldland, Lillian Butler, ORC, and online Illuminati, copyright 82, 83, 87, 91. And 1994 by Steve Jackson Games Incorporated. So that tells me that this print at least was in 1996. There's all sorts of glossary of terms. It tells you how to play the game. But let me go after. Let me just, you know, I just showed the George Bush and I showed the Bill Clinton cards, and I thank you for the call. But let me show you some of the other ones. I mean, right here, I mean, this is just unbelievable. Just this set of cards alone. Do we ever talk about things like this? I don't know. Market manipulation, the Federal Reserve, savings and loan scams, the big SEC scandals of the 80s and 90s, bigger business. Do we ever discuss that? Did I talk about the IRS with Joe Bannister last evening? Did Wall Street just rob the hell out of us? I think they did. And then this one right here is the bank merger. And what it shows is the biggest fish eating the littler fish. It's just this little succession line. So this game to me is very, very prophetic. You know, I just can't get over some of these cards. I mean, for instance, you know, even some of the more crazy ones or things that I would think are crazy if I was just coming across this information is the Reformed Church of Satan. And obviously we had Chris Pinto on about the America's Secret Beginning series, which, you know, carefully documents the fact that the leaders of the world, not just this country, the world, are into the occult and all these crazy little things. And then on top of that, they've got this other one, which I'm going to go into depth on the other side, the Center for Weird Studies. If you don't know what this is, I encourage people to check out The Men Who Stare at Goats. I mean, we'll talk about it on the other side. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes.
Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact. If your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic, just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and that was a great band, Scars on Broadway, side project from System of a Down. Really dig that album. If you haven't heard it, go check out the whole thing. It's excellent. Now, I was talking about this Center for the Weird Studies, okay? Why is this important? Well, John Ronson, who is one of the guys that actually helped Alex Jones get into the Bohemian Grove, wrote a book about it, became a bestseller, did a follow-up book called The Men Who Stare at Goats, and that's one of these weird programs, where they would literally try to use their quote-unquote mind powers to stop the hearts of goats. Let me repeat that. Use their mind powers to stop the hearts of goats. Now, in it is a thing called, what's it called? I can't think of it off the bat. Oh, it's the First Earth Battalion. The First Earth Battalion was going to use mind powers and weaponry that was non-lethal. Let's say it again. Non-lethal weaponry. Okay? I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous, and I encourage people to go check out this series because it is very telling of what these people believe and what they're willing to do. And it really, some of the things that they were doing look a lot like this. The Center for Weird Studies. I mean, folks, these cards are just unbelievable. For instance, check this out. The Internet Worm. Ooh, cyber attacks. And then you look at this computer security card, and it looks an awful lot like the Worldwide Mind or something out of Minority Report. Some of the other ones here that we've got, fast food chains. Can anybody say GMO food poison? Can we say it? Can we learn it? Can we know it? Then I've got the Supreme Court card. And right now we're about to have a new Supreme Court justice, and for some reason Hillary Clinton's name is being thrown around. And then we have the Corporate Masters card. We talk about, I use the term corporate masters all the time. Folks, clone arrangers. And, I mean, just this last 2 weeks, this guy has come out and said he's cloned all sorts of human beings. So this card set, again, very prophetic, very chilling. I mean, here's the Clipper chip. And the Clipper chip is so that they can spy on everybody's phone calls and communications. Didn't we report on that too here? Isn't that MSNBC where they're saying they're taking all your emails, all the pages that you've surfed, everything right here? It's unbelievable to me. All right, we're going to continue to go to your calls. Let's go to Forrest in Texas. Forrest, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. Reed Jason, God bless the InfoWarrior Nation.
Thank you, sir.
I have a story from the late 90s about gun control. It was an issue that happened with me and some friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, a buddy found these Elvis posters at this a donation station for the Goodwill, but it was after hours, so it was just, like, free stuff. So we, like, found these posters in the supermarket parking lot, and then we, like, brought it over to this creek, and then we, like, mm-hmm. we, like, called up a buddy that had a BB gun. So one of my buddies was, like, firing off BB gun rounds at these posters.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like, ran out of the BBs. So then a buddy went over to Walmart, and when we came back, we, like, found out that my friend had the BB gun confiscated by the police because there was a jogger, this guy that was walking his dog,
one of those little Shih Tzu dogs?
Right, exactly. So what happened was this guy, like, gave out a really loud shriek and started running away, you know, the number one in his pants, and then he called the police, and then when, like, five police officers were questioning my friend and whatnot, this guy was videotaping the whole thing, and he kept saying, like, hello, oh, you know, crime doesn't pay, you know, this and that. And it was, like, in this creek that was a few hundred feet away from the path. And, you know, he was just firing off, BBs at these, like,
oh, that's a crime? Let me tell you another story I just heard from this office, and I thank you for the call, Forrest.
Thanks.
No problem, brother. Basically, one of the girls that works here was telling me a story about how she was in a car with somebody, just parked in a parking lot, and this cop came up to them, and what they were doing was they were spray painting his dashboard. You know, they were just trying to, no one was around, they were spray painting the dashboard, and the cop came over all friendly, like, hey, how's everybody doing? What's going on here? Oh, cool, you're doing that. Then he sees a .22 rifle in the back seat. She said she was immediately thrown on the ground, so was he, they were cuffed, they were left there for over an hour, and of course the gun was registered and legal. Did they get an apology? No. No, they were just thug jackbooted for a guy carrying his gun legally. They didn't want to take his word for it. They didn't want to just sit him down and just say, okay, just hold on a minute, let's find out where this came from. No, you're immediately thrown on the ground, you're immediately cuffed, you're immediately treated like a criminal. Let's jump to Jason in New Hampshire. Jason, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
I actually called him for something completely different, but now that you start talking about the Steve Jackson games, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I have to admit that I'm an old gaming geek. Used to play Dungeons & Dragons and all that.
Oh, no. Now, tell me you didn't extend to Magic the Gathering. Tell me that was it. Say, when that came, I was
No,
gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was long before I went around. I used to play second edition Dungeons & Dragons. But I do remember when Steve Jackson's games did get raided. I remember there was a big thing in the industry. And one of the cards you guys missed, this wasn't even what I called it, it's just going to happen that you guys started mm-hmm. talking about this. There is a card within that Illuminati thing where the Twin Towers get hit by a fucking plane.
Thank you for the call, sir, and we did go through that one. They don't get hit by a plane, but it's a terrorist nuke, my friend, and we showed that one earlier. See, we started the show off with it. We showed that one and the Pentagon one. So, yeah, that is very eerie. I thank you for the call, Jason. Let's jump to Adam in Pennsylvania. Adam, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I can't kill goats by staring at them, but I have some cryptic things I'd like to talk to you about.
Have you ever heard of that series, by the way, Crazy Rulers of the World?
Yeah, I have heard of that.
Have you seen it? I mean, it's available on YouTube. You know, you can get it on a torrent site. See, that's why I love the internet, because without the internet, I wouldn't even know that existed. It was only aired overseas. And when you watch the three-part series, the first part is dedicated to the 1st Earth Battalion, mind powers, and that sort of thing. The second one is all about overseas torture. And the really interesting thing about the overseas torture is the way that they're torturing these people on, in Gitmo and other places, is that they are literally putting bags over their head. Is everybody hearing that? That in my headphones? All right, never mind. Literally putting bags over people's heads and then playing Mr. Rogers theme music and Barney. I love you. You love me. We're a happy family. While they're being tortured and basically their senses are being deprived. I mean, I encourage people to go check that out big time. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely sick. But, here's the thing I wanted to call you about. I've been wanting to call you about this for a while, and after hearing you on the Alex Jones show yesterday, I just thought tonight was probably a good night to do it. I know you would know as well as anyone from personal experience what it's like, with researching 9/11, and you go up to people and try to talk to them about it, especially people in the media, and they kind of, poo-poo it, but you know that they haven't really dug into the evidence, and that's exactly. What's so frustrating about it, but they're so confident. But, see, the thing is that I'm kind of bothered because I'm actually having that experience with you right now, and I'm usually in agreement with you on practically everything.
What's this on the Pentagon? Are you the guy that posted on my MySpace earlier after calling today?
No, I've never called, I've never posted anything. But, okay. But I did hear that call yesterday that somebody called in.
Uh-huh.
And I, you may not know, but the reason that, I'm guessing the reason that he probably called, I don't know the guy, I'm guessing that he probably called because there's a few short that CIC released with Lloyd England.
No, I did. I saw someone did post that on my MySpace, and admittedly, I have not watched that yet. But I can assure you, I have watched the other stuff. I'm going to watch it. All right? I have watched the other stuff. The thing is that I can only take eyewitness testimony so far. People get things wrong, man. And I'm not saying that everybody gets things wrong and that we shouldn't take eyewitness testimony. I'm just saying I need a little more hard evidence. Again, I spent a week with those guys in the Sheraton Hotel conducting a lot of those interviews. You know what I mean? And I'm just not willing to put myself out on a limb and say this definitely happened when I can't prove it to myself. And, is there conflicting eyewitness testimony? You bet there's conflicting eyewitness testimony. You know, on top of that, until I get to see more video evidence, I think we're up to something like 6 or 8 different videos of what happened at the Pentagon.
It's up to 13 eyewitnesses from all different angles. I don't know if you've seen the guys from the ANC. Sean Boger, who was in the heliport tower right next to the alleged impact spot, they all corroborate the people that were at the gas station, the original Pentagon video. And then they also have a guy named Roosevelt Roberts Jr. who saw the plane flying away afterwards. He was in the Pentagon, and he heard and felt the explosion. He said he took 7 steps to the loading dock, looked up, he saw a large commercial airliner more than 100 feet off the ground flying away.
Here's another thing, though, man. I mean, I don't want to get involved in another Sam Danner situation. Do you remember Sam Danner?
Do you know who he is?
All right.
No.
Let me tell you how this went down. Okay, all of a sudden, there's this report that this guy who, had all sorts of credentials. He's a military guy. He was around the Pentagon at the time. The whole nine. Now, he says that he saw the missile hit the Pentagon. Literally says it, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, immediately, I say, I don't know about this, Dylan. I don't know if we can take this guy's word for it. And, I got contacted by the Alex Jones show, all this other stuff. He ended up going on the Alex Jones show, telling his story, claiming that he saw a missile hit the Pentagon. He later completely retracted his story. He was nowhere near the Pentagon at the time. He was suffering from some kind of mental illness at the time. He had all these military credentials. He sounded credible. But he gave a bogus story. As soon as you latch onto those bogus stories, people come to try to discredit you. And, I'm just saying that the original, let me just finish. Now, I'll even hold you over to the other side, all right? I'm just saying I saw the original Lloyd England interview. I was there with the Schenke brothers. And, all I know is there was probably a plane on the scene of that Pentagon. What happened from there, I don't know. My guess, from all the evidence that I've seen, is I believe that a drone hit it and it was, had a missile attached or some kind of incendiary device. That's the way it was able to pierce 3 of the rings and also take down the light poles. But I'm going to get your end on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Before we go back to Adam, Scott, Will, and others, I want to thank our last sponsor of the evening. It's DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. What is DigiNet?
Well, we had that pastor on earlier, and he said, I taped as much as I could, but as soon as they attacked me and they took my camera away, I haven't seen it, and I can't prove anything. Well, what this is a hard drive system and hidden cameras in your car so that if the police violate your rights, you can take them to court and win. Diginet.net protects you, and they have all sorts of other security systems. The website is diganet.net. All right, Adam, I'm going to give you the last word on this flyover situation. Go ahead.
Okay, I appreciate that, Jason. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, Roosevelt Roberts Jr., though, the thing about him is he's been on record with the Center for Military History since 2001 saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. The thing with these other ANC guys that they've now interviewed, they completely 100% corroborate the guys at the gas station. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this stuff, I mean, I know you've seen, like, the original Pentagon video, but that, mm-hmm. I mean, that's 2006, you know? I mean, they've gone way back multiple times, and now this thing with Lloyd, the reason it's going so viral is because Lloyd basically admitted involvement. He was trying to say now that he's trying to place himself on the north side, the north side flight path, and just denying that he was on the south side. And Craig confronts him with the images that clearly show him on the bridge, and he denies it. But they filmed him off camera, saying it, and he admitted that he knew he was up on the bridge. So it's obviously he's lying. And then another time they actually went out to the countryside with him to look at his cab. And there was a guy in the back seat with a camera, and Lloyd didn't know the guy was filming, apparently, I guess. And he basically admitted involvement.
What's he say? I'm going to watch the video, but what does he say specifically that admits involvement?
He specifically says, he says this is a big thing. This is a world thing. I'm a small man. I'm not supposed to be in it. And then he says, well, what do you mean? He's like, this is for the people with all the money.
But you know that, alright, he says that, but you know that Children of the Matrix was on his seat, you know, when this happened, right? I'm just saying he was into a lot of this globalist stuff. He was well aware of the New World Order beforehand.
No, listen, you're assuming that because Craig actually got a chance to ask him about that, specifically, and said, hey, you know, you have this David Icke book, what was that about? And Lloyd said, oh yeah, he's into all kinds of things, you know, that I never heard of. He speaks real generally, and Craig's like, oh yeah, like what? And Craig's like, and he's like, all kinds of stuff, everything. I mean, he can't name anything from the book. And then he says, yeah, when I was reading the David Icke book, I was taking a class about all that kind of stuff, all that hush-hush stuff, like that lady that got killed in the tunnel in England. And he's like, who, Princess Diana? He's like, oh yeah. So apparently he's saying he took some kind of conspiracy class. I mean, the fact that he has David Icke, you can't just take that at face value.
No, but what I'm saying, I'm not just taking that as one thing. I'm taking the way he talks, the way he acts, the way he's contradicted himself, and the way that, you know, he talks about, you know, this is a bigger picture type thing. I mean, he could have easily got that idea not only from that book, but other things that he read. If he's saying he took a class, I think that even further illustrates my point. Look, I don't think the guy is in on any kind of big conspiracy. I think he's obviously confused, but I will give you the benefit of the doubt, and later tonight I will watch the video and see if it sways my opinion. I thank you for the call, Adam. Let's jump to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the line.
Yeah, Jason, I got a question and a comment. The question that I had was, I had heard about Oklahoma, about their state sovereignty this week, but I also heard something about that Georgia had passed theirs. Actually, I forget what show I was listening to. It was one of the progressive shows, and they were trying to spin it as a racist thing, and I just wonder whether or not you had heard anything about Georgia passing.
No, you know what? I know that there's all these different state sovereignty bills around the country. I think I reported on the Georgia one about 3 weeks ago, but I don't know where that went. The only reason that I knew that Brogdon had, I think they had contacted us and said, hey, we've got this concurrent resolution that's passed through after the governor vetoed it. So I'm not quite sure where that is, but that could possibly be a story for the Sunday show I'm going to be hosting for Alex Jones. I'll definitely look into it, man.
Yeah, and the comment that I just wanted to make, because you were talking about the Colbert thing and about that foolish woman talking about it could be a Jewish conspiracy or whatever. I am so sick and tired of people playing that anti-Semitic card, and wherever she got that from was just out of nowhere.
Where did she get it from? That the swine flu came from the United States, and it wasn't in a biological lab. I mean, this is a CFR spokeswoman. That's what she is. She's out there for the establishment. She's writing cover stories to fearmonger
on Newsweek. You want to see who the real fearmongers are? It's her and her crew. It's not me and mine. I'll tell you that right now. I thank you for the call, Scott. We're going to go to Will, Kay, and Jason on the other side.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are, or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The long segment, I'm going to go to your calls in a minute, but I want to finish up with these Illuminati cards. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty right now. We've got the media exposing secret organizations, and they no longer become secret. Really, that's the alternative media exposing them right there. Then we have things, again, that we talk about on this program from subliminals right there, subliminals. If you can't tell, it says S-E-X in the ice cubes and on the ice cream. And notice the banana. Then we have world hunger, that scam. We could feed everybody if we wanted to. Let's be real about it. They want dead people. They want starving people. They want places to be in utter chaos in the third world. And then we have censorship. All we've been talking about this week is the Cyberbullying Act and the Cybersecurity Act and the fact that they're going after free speech on so many levels. And then
what's happening right now under this current administration. Privatization and nationalization. Say it again with me. Privatization and nationalization. Man, how many cards are we covering here? We probably covered about 40, 45 cards. And then the coup de grace, folks. The one that everybody wants to pigeonhole me or Alex Jones or people like ourselves as the conspiracy theorist. And there he has his conspiracy diagram. Ooh. So if anybody else wants to send us some of the cards we don't have, I'd love to have the collection of 409. We'll make a day of it. And I want to thank the person that did send us this, sent me the George Carlin book. I mean, thank you so much. Without the listener's support, we would not be where we are today, and we wouldn't have half of the interesting stories that we actually are able to go over on this program and, of course, the Alex Jones program. I want to remind everybody that Baxter is now denying that the vaccinations that they sent out to 14 separate countries, including the Czech Republic, where the Czech Republic said there was no way this was an accident. Remember, they sent out two types of avian flu and one type of human flu in the avian flu vaccine. They're saying, oh, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. Baxter spokeswoman Jana Chakova said that the material in question was no medicine contaminated with bird flu viruses, but a material set for test purposes in research labs. Come on. Give me a break. Give me a break. Let's go to Will in Canada. Will, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How's it going?
Good, man.
Okay, so I just wanted to call in. I got a news story that just came fresh off the lines here in Canada on the National. Okay. Are you familiar with the Mulroney government?
I am not.
Okay, that was during NAFTA and GATT when the free trade agreements were being passed. And in 1985, we had the Air India bombing, if you remember that as well.
Okay.
Well, apparently, mainstream news just released today that they leaked out some memos that indicate that Canada was involved in the cover-up and that those attacks actually were rooted straight out of Canada.
Oh, is this another false flag event, sir?
And
are you telling me that the government may be involved in attacking civilian populations?
I don't put it past them. Oh. I wouldn't put it past them at all. This government was one of the most ruthless governments that we had seen in a while. They would be like your Republicans, right? They're mm-hmm. our conservatives. And they're the ones who led the march against, workers' rights in the country. Mm-hmm. That's when the protests started getting attacked with all of the provocateurs being put into crowds to incite riots. Every time there would be a protest, they'd come in with gas and do
all
that.
It's the same thing that they did at the WTO in 2000, and I thank you for the call. I mean, they went in, they said, we don't want protesters, so what are we going to do? We're going to throw a bunch of anarchists in there. We're going to make them violent. We're going to make them throw red paint on people. We're going to make them destroy, you know, coffee shops and all this other thing. And then by the next day, oh, you can't even have an World Trade Organization button. You could be a terrorist. I'm sorry. We're not going to allow free speech in this country. Move along. Move along. You can't protest an organization like the WTO. And when you do, they put in these provocateurs. The same thing actually happened up in Canada. There was like five or six people who were truly protesting. Then this one guy wants to wear a mask, and he wants to throw rocks at the cops so that they can break this up and just start arresting people. Meanwhile, he's wearing the same exact boots as the police officers, and they pick up on it. Then the cops fake arrest him, and it comes out, yeah, he was a police officer, yeah, he was a provocateur, yeah, he was trying to get everybody arrested for nothing. But they don't even need provocateurs now. You know, we got those people out there trying to protest Scientology. No dice, you're just arrested. We have people calling into 911 being hung up on by the police, and then when they run to the police station to go report the incident, they're arrested. A 17-year-old girl. She's in high school. All right, let's jump to Kay in California. Kay, you're on the air.
Hi.
How you doing, Kay?
Hello?
Yes,
hi,
you're on
the air. I'm fine. Okay. Jason, hi. First of all, I want to thank you. I guess I was kind of awake before I saw Loose Change for the first time, but I was not interested in government, and you really opened my eyes to a few things, so thank you.
No problem.
Yes. And I'm calling in because I'm a first-time caller. I don't usually call in, but I wanted to call in because, well, you just said it again. I heard you on Alex earlier today, and I tried to call in then, but I wasn't able to get through.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, first of all, I'm a Scientologist.
Okay.
And I don't know what happened as regards the police, whatever they did to the protesters.
You know what, Kay, because we haven't played it. Hold over. I'm going to play the clip for you. That way you can hear it, and maybe if you have PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see it. If you can't see it now, you'll be able to see it on YouTube here. But we're going to play the news clip for you because this isn't about... to me, Scientology, it's about freedom of speech. Personally, you know, I don't have a problem with you being a Scientologist or somebody being a Muslim or of the Jewish faith. You can worship, you know, a statue outside that's Popeyes. You know, I couldn't care less. But the way that these people were treated by the police, not even getting near the establishment where they did have the right to protest, was disgusting. Hit the clip, Jaron, then we're going to go back to Kay. Oh, we need 1 second on that? All right, hold over 1 second, Kay. Can we just hold her and I'm going to jump to the next caller and then we'll play that and come back to her? Let's go to Jason in California. Jason, you're on the air. Jason, you with us?
Yeah, what happened there?
Oh, I don't know. We were transferring callers and we're trying to keep Kay on.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Hey,
I'm going to whittle this down to just a couple things. I just have so many things I wanted to talk to you about. But one of them isn't directly related to the topic of ham, but I don't know if you're still doing the tally with whose music is better.
Mm-hmm.
The Doors or Alex. I'm going to have to give you my vote on that one. I really enjoyed that last Audio Slave clip, and I wanted to point out maybe you can do a thing with Alex here. Did you know Rusty Cage by Soundgarden was originally written by Johnny Cash?
Is that true?
Yeah, he has a version of it himself. So if you access, you know, Johnny Cash's catalog, you'll probably come across it. And it's from the Bad Motorfinger. Soundgarden, Outshine.
All right, I'll definitely check that out. You know, I'm a fan of both Soundgarden and Johnny Cash. What else you got for me?
Well, just a couple things going on in California. They're trying to make us feel bad. You'll feel guilty for the headline on the L.A. Times today was state could run out of cash by July. And then the very first paragraph is saying, due to voters poised to reject 5 budget-related measures on the May 19th ballot.
Oh, it's always the citizens' fault. It's always the citizens' fault. It's always our fault. It's our fault we had to bail out the banks and just give them trillions. It's our fault that we can't pay our mortgages. It's our fault that the economy's doing so bad because we're all high school dropouts. It's 110% Johnny nonsense. Jason, I got to let you go so I can play this clip and bring Kay back. I thank you for the call. Great points, and I thank you for the music recommendation. Personally, I like my music a little bit better, too. All right, play the clip, Jaron. Oh, we not got it? Oh, now we're good. Two seconds? Oh, everything. Here we go. Now, here we are. They're walking up, if you're not listening. See, this isn't the news clip. This is actually the live one. We didn't play this one yesterday. We played the news clip.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry? Okay. Is this not a public sidewalk?
No, it's not. We've got all these sidewalks out, so you need to go and take your ass that way. I don't care where you go.
I thought the sidewalk wasn't... No, look, hey, come over here.
And there's the person being arrested as they walk away, right there, being thrown on the ground.
Sir, we're leaving.
Do we have the news clip now?
He's willing to leave.
No, just this one?
He's willing to leave. He's willing to leave. He's willing to leave. Let him go. We're leaving.
Ma'am, I...
All right, let's pull it. Let's go back to Kay. This isn't the exact clip. I mean, that's the uncensored video clip, and then the news reports on it as well, and they show that, hey, they were 400 yards away, or 400 feet away from Scientology. It was still across the street. They were on the sidewalk walking up. They had V for Vendetta masks on, but they didn't even have them over their faces. They were on the back of their heads, and they said that they were intimidating them with it. I mean, that's the issue to me, Kay, is that these people were arrested for trying to exercise their free speech before they even got to do so.
Okay.
You with us, Kay?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know what to say. That was the police. That wasn't someone from the church. But I did want to call in because I wanted to make a few points, if I might.
Sure.
Since our inception in 1950, Scientology has been fighting the abuses and criminal activity, including murder, of psychology and psychiatry. Mm-hmm. And we pretty much, until recently, like I know that you and Alex go into that a bit, until recently we've kind of borne it alone. But we've been fighting that for over 50 years.
No, I know that's one of the points that I really agree with Tom Cruise on. He has been one of the most outspoken people against psychiatry, psychology, medication, and that sort of thing. Where I think that I differ with Scientologists is their use of fair game. And I'm sure you know what the term fair game is. If you're a Scientologist, if they go after you, you can go after them. I feel like that's a little excessive. And number two, I'm no fan of L. Ron Hubbard. Have you ever heard of L. Ron Hubbard's relationship with Jack Parsons by chance?
I have, but let me say a few things, okay?
Sure, sure.
Okay. Mr. Hubbard, who's the founder of Scientology, is a patriot. He's an American. He's actually a veteran. Decorated. He was a naval commander during World War II. Mm-hmm. He's very much a patriot.
But hold on, by those standards, being in the military and serving or whatever, then George Bush, H.W., would be a patriot. Even W. would be a patriot. And I don't think either of those two would be patriots.
You know, the thing that I was calling in about, Jason, mm-hmm. if I might, is
sure.
that it would be, I would love it if you could actually read some of Mr. Hubbard's writings on freedom that he wrote in the early 70s and I actually think it was the early 70s, maybe the late 70s, mm-hmm. because the things that he writes about are spot on with you and exactly what you're saying. They are totally spot on. He was a patriot. He's no longer with us, mm-hmm. But he was very much an American, and unlike psychiatry and psychology, which are German and Russian, Freud and Wundt, Mr. Hubbard was very much an American.
All right. And, I want to get one more thing from you, and then I got to let you go so I can go to another caller. I just want to get your take on, what South Park did. You know, at the upper echelons of Scientology, do they believe this stuff that, aliens from a volcano came to this earth, the Thetans and all this other stuff? I mean, I see it denied all the time by prominent Scientologists. I'm wondering what your take on that is.
Right now, you want me to say?
Yeah, no. I'm just asking whether you think that's phony or is that really a part of the religion at the upper echelons? I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there about Scientology that is portrayed in a negative light. I won't disagree with you on that. Personally, I'm up in the air about L. Ron Hubbard. From what I've read, I don't particularly like the guy. But, I will read the writings that you're talking about, and maybe we'll do a fair and balanced piece. We'll go back and forth sometime in the next coming weeks. But obviously average Scientologists don't believe that. But at the upper echelons, do they believe that, these Thetan things do exist and that they're, from the volcano? I mean, it seems like it's like this outer space weird cult thing. I mean, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just putting
now,
it out there.
I understand. People can say all kinds of things about a lot of different things. People are saying in the news terrible untruths and half-truths about Alex and about different things because they might disagree. Whatever you've heard is certainly not true, that the term Satan basically means spirit, mm-hmm. human spirit. That's all it means.
All right, Kay, I gotta jump. I gotta jump, and I'm gonna do a whole thing on the Scientology issue now that I've got a Scientologist listening and calling into the show. I feel like I have to do that. Thank you for the call. Let's jump to Casey in Arizona. You're on the air.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, earlier today it was awesome. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh because I hear some kooky things where he says, but there was Obama deception advertisements on there, and mm-hmm. I'm wondering if they even ever watched the movie because obviously, it tears up their boy Georgie, too. Mm-hmm.
No, of course not. What happened is Ted Anderson was smart. I mean, I had Ted Anderson on earlier, and I was talking about what a genius he is because he's running commercials all over the country on, I mean, he's running commercials on Howard 100 and Howard 101 for the Creature from Jekyll Island, but he's really smart about it. He's saying this book, this very important book, not saying what the book is and saying that it's coming with a silver dollar and it's backed by Ron Paul. And he took out a bunch of ads all over conservative radio for the Obama deception as well, because Ted is really about getting this information out. And
awesome.
we were Yeah, and we were pulled from a couple of them. I believe that we were pulled from Glenn Beck, and I think that we were pulled from Sean Hannity's show. But I don't think Limbaugh's gotten hip to it yet. We'll see. Yeah, no, well, they definitely haven't seen it. Listen, that's advertiser money, man. I would be lying to you if I would be lying to you if I said that all the commercials that are on between my thing, I know what the products are. I don't. Those are network commercials. All I can vouch for are my sponsors, you know. I take the sponsors that I believe in. So I'm hoping that they don't get hip to it and they play those commercials for the next month.
I hope so, too. I just was thinking it was cool that it was on there today. Anyway, yeah, I wanted to tell you, I mean, I watched Loose Change. Been listening to you and Alex for like 5 or 6 months now, researching all this stuff, I mean, myself and Googling stuff. I was wondering if you've heard of a couple other documentaries. There's 9/11 Coincidences, the series.
I don't know about the 9/11 Coincidences one. I'm not sure if I've seen that one. What else?
The other one's Missing Links. That's Mike Delaney.
Yeah, you know, the Missing Links thing is just anti-Semitic. I mean, is some of it legitimate? Sure, but a lot of the legitimate stuff that's in there is in my film Fabled Enemies. I legitimately go after Israel. I don't say that there's... Yeah, no, I just don't like, and I'll hold you over to the next segment, man. I just don't like the fact that he says that they share a racial bounds or something, and then he's got Hasidic Jews dancing around in the background. It's ridiculous. We'll come back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Blood runs red beneath
And, you know, let me just address this missing links. Let's just address this missing links situation right now. This is by a guy who openly says that I'm Jewish. I'm not Jewish. I've never been to temple in my life. I've met him on several occasions before he went off the deep end and tried to talk some sense into him. He used to be more about controlled demolition and whatnot. He is an open Nazi. Let me repeat that. He is an open Nazi on his website. And he you know what his website is about? Have you been to his website, Casey?
No, I have not.
All right. His website, go there. It's prothink.org. And it asks the Jewish question. He literally is asking the quote-unquote Jewish question. All right?
Okay.
You said you've seen Loose Change. Have you seen Fabled Enemies yet?
Yes, I've seen Fabled Enemies too as well. And like I say, I went to his MySpace page. I didn't go to the ProThink page.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were just talking about the Zionist part, because there are plenty of Jewish people that are against that faction.
Sure. You know, and like we had a caller earlier, listen, Zionists exist. Zionism is a real thing. I mean, the people that created Israel were openly Zionists. The people that are pro-Israel right now are openly Zionists. People like Joe Biden. You know, I get a lot of flack, apparently, because I never put Dov Zakheim in any of my movies. Look, I can't prove that Dov Zakheim did anything other than buy a couple of planes. Again, I try to stick to what I can prove to. Yeah, I know, but I don't know where I can fit that into 9/11. Yeah. There are plenty of crazy things that happened on 9/11 that I just haven't talked about in my films, like the CEO meeting that was being held by Warren Buffett. That never makes any of my movies. I think that's very interesting. You know, the Camp David affair. I can't talk about that. I can't fit everything into something that's supposed to be palatable for people in under 2 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I think you guys have done a great job. I was just asking if you'd seen a couple of these other things.
Hey, I'm not coming down on you. I just know that I've had people call in, and, you know, you're covering up for the Jews, Jason. You're a dirty Jew, Jason. Alex Jones is Jewish. I just can't take it. And, you know, I get fired up because I have to watch Colbert and the woman go, well, you know, this Indonesian minister thinks that the government may have made this, or the Jews, it's not really clear. And they always want to play that card and make it about anti-Semitism. You know what I'm saying, Casey?
Okay. I do, and I really appreciate being able to talk with you about that. And hey, I wanted to tell you, I talked to you a couple weeks ago. My son had the flu. He's doing a lot better now, and hopefully nothing comes back. But I just wanted to let you know, because I talked to you about
excellent, brother.
That.
Hey, thank you for the call. Let's jump to Carly in California. Carly, you're on the line.
Hello.
Yes.
I heard you a little earlier rip some guy up about the vaccinations.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you.
I have a injured son with the vaccinations. He is autistic and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And he is 25 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the worst thing that could happen to a family. The worst.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard people say, well, you don't want your kid to get some disease and die. Well, you know what? This sounds harsh, and people might call and say this, that horrible woman that called in. But you know what? Being autistic is worse than death.
And you know, and it might be, and I'm not trying to be grim here, but, you know, like I tell people, I would rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And if you let the government poison you to the point where your brain is literally attacked and you no longer function at the level you used to, you are living on your knees. I'm going to die on my feet. I'm going out swinging. You know, I want to knock one out of the park. I want to take somebody with me, somebody that tried to cause this damage. Thank you so much for the call, Carly. Folks, if you missed any of the program, we got the podcast on the left-hand side. The website is theinfowarrior.com. I'll be hosting the Alex Jones Show on Sunday. Back 9 to midnight on Monday. God bless you all.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.